Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Let me remind you, we'll be talking about a very serious issue today, fighting back. We're talking about fighting back against the COVID clan, the CDC, the FDA, and the federal governments killing our loved ones by way of the CDC protocol. I'm proud to announce to you, and we'll talk about it on this broadcast today, an organization led by a very renowned physician in America and a team of physicians and attorneys that's fighting back. They're enrolling, enlisting, encouraging those of us that have had loved ones murdered by way of the medical association, hospitals, and doctors to talk with them, fill out the documentation, be online, and allow our testimony, our stories, to be an encouragement to others. And they're assimilating this for future presentation of some type national class action suit to vindicate those family members that have had loved ones murdered by way of the COVID protocol that's on the CDC website, that the physicians and the hospitals and the medical associations today are required to go by, or the doctors will be prosecuted, persecuted, and license canceled, or in some way suspended. That's what we'll be talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important subject. Telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and the discussion, we invite you to do so. Our broadcast, our show is designed around you, our listener. Your questions, your comments, dialogue, and discussion is always invited. If you're listening by way of internet, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We'll have a brief monologue, then our lines will be open to invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and the discussion. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that it is very, very clear in the scripture in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. Righteousness, that is rightness before God, exalted, that means to lift up, to build up, to glorify a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people, the scripture says in Proverbs 14:34. And may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, made this statement: if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then the Lord Jesus said, I am truth, in John 14:6. Then in John 17:17, Jesus makes a declaratory statement: thy word is truth, John 17:17. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, says the truth of the Lord endureth forever. But we are in a society today when truth is disdained, dissed, dismissed, disregarded, and considered as disinformation. And that's part of the issue of today's broadcast, where these physicians, renowned physicians, for example, Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough has all of the credentials in the background. He's the chief medical advisor for Truth for Health Foundation. Dr. McCullough is part of the ones that started the new organization that we'll talk about today, called the Former Feds, that's F-O-R-M-E-R, F-O-R-M-E-R, F-E-D-S-G-R-O-U-P.org, FormerFedsGroup.org. And you can go online and find COVID-19 Humanity's Betrayal Project, Memory Project. go there, share your story. Tell about your loved one being murdered in the hospital at the hands of the medical association and physicians. That is truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it's disdained, dissed, and rejected today in the society in which we're living in. It was George Orwell, the secularist of years ago, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is precisely correct. And it's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that is charged with the Lord Jesus to be salt and light in a decaying, darkening society. It is the church that has the Bible, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, which is the only source book for true truth in the world today. This is the reason I appreciate the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint made the statement, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint says, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, DeMint wrote. But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, if a church puts a marquee sign out in front of the facilities and it says that the sodomites, the homosexuals, are going to burn in hell unless they repent, that is a true statement from the Word of God. But it also includes everyone that has never said yes to Jesus Christ. All sin. Sin, the wages of sin is death, the scripture says. All sin will take a person to hell lest he ask for forgiveness and says yes to Jesus Christ. And part and parcel of the Christian life is that we are living in this world and we're to be salt and light. And as such, Christians are to participate in the political process. Let me remind you, just tuck this in as a little pre-introduction to what we'll talk about tomorrow on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, if a church puts a political sign out in front of their facilities, it is the pastor's position. It is the position that can be taken after vetting a candidate and determining that candidate is a Christian. That candidate knows what he's doing. That candidate is the viable candidate. He is not a loose, lax, lost liberal. He is not a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrat. Some can argue that church can't do that. Show me where. Show me the law that says that. Show me the proof that because a pastor of a church has his First Amendment rights, that they are lost when you walk in the church door or because he preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ponder that. Think about that. It's a little pre-introduction to tomorrow's broadcast. I normally do not do that. I wanted to do that today because of some of the things that's taking place now. We've got a T.K. Waters sign out on the church property. T.K. Waters is the Christian candidate, Christian Republican conservative candidate. He's a black man, and I believe that we have some that have confused reality and truth with skin color. We had someone in the community that reported it angry about it, and I believe it's because in looking that person up, he's a socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic advocate. He believes in the sodomite lifestyle. He advocates for that. He advocates for the confiscation of weapons. He's against the Second Amendment. He's against the First Amendment. And I believe it's because he's a racist. He's a racist. He doesn't want to see a black man that's conservative Christian Republican as sheriff. That's my charge against him. And if he's listening, if anybody knows who the man was, let him know that. I know who it was, by the way. Might even tell you how to reach him tomorrow so that you can talk with him and perhaps counsel with him about his errancy and where he's going and what he's doing. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we will talk about what is taking place today in relationship to COVID-19 and the deaths and the murders in the hospitals by the hands of the doctors and the medical association. We need to understand that we have those that are standing up to fight back. We need to participate. The scripture says very clearly in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I believe we need to honor that which God says that he's given us and not the spirit of fear. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at today's broadcast, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands LaConda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. 11291 Old San Augustine Road. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, and technicians, mechanics also, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly oriented environment. It is closed on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, so that the Tools for Time staff can go to the house of God and worship as a child of God, as God's Word intends for us to. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just get right into the meat of where we need to go today and what we need to discuss that is so vital, I believe, for us to understand the condition that we're in and why I'm calling this broadcast today, Fighting Back. I believe that somehow, some way, there's the mindset that the Christian, the conservative, American, somehow, some way, needs to sit back in silence and let the big tech, big pharma, and the lying government tell us what to do and what we need to do and what can and cannot do. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past 2 years, almost 3 years now, our nation has been under a relentless attack by the socialist Marxist media, big tech, and the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the attempts to force citizens to bow and receive the deadly COVID jab and to believe somehow the demonic lie that the COVID jab is going to protect you from getting COVID. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got news for you. According to a fistful of articles and documentation that I have, we need to understand that that does not protect from anything that would be called COVID. I'm looking at an article that says, fully vaccinated account for 90, hear me, headline of this article, fully vaccinated account for 91% of the COVID deaths in one country. And it goes on to talk about England. In the first 5 months of the year, England's fully vaccinated population accounted for more than 90% of the deaths attributed to COVID-19, according to the official governmental data. The UK's Office for National Statistics, called ONS, recently published its data for the period of January through May 31st of this year, which shows that deaths rose among the vaccinated month by month without falling among the unvaccinated. In January, 85% of the COVID deaths in England were among the vaccinated and only 15% among the unvaccinated. In May, the vaccinated accounted for 94% of the deaths in England and the unvaccinated only 6%. Ladies and gentlemen, the proof's in the pudding, as my mother used to call it. There's the evidence that screams out to warn us and tell us that we've been lied to, deceived, about what is true and what is not in relationship to COVID and the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, America, India, and Germany, and a few others like the UK, and these nations are now awakening to the real truth. And that truth is that COVID-19 is designed to kill. It's designed to injure. It's designed to sterilize the jab recipients that receive it. I'm looking at an article that is the admission, ladies and gentlemen, the admission of those that have been lying to us for the past 2 to 3 years. Admission of that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough to have been lied to by the CDC and the FDA and our own government, but we have developed today what I call Pravda News. Pravda News. That's what Russia had for, still has for their new system, Pravda, simply meaning government news. It is controlled by the government, and today Pravda News in America is the same. Big Pharma controls the television broadcast because Big Pharma has spent hundreds of billions of dollars to buy ad time. Turn on your television. Go to any channel you want to. You can't watch 5 minutes without seeing 3 minutes of some advertisement about a new drug. Big Pharma owns and controls, via their pharmaceutical ads, the television networks. They're not going to say anything bad about Big Pharma if they're being fed by Big Pharma the hundreds of billions of dollars in the media broadcast ads that's being bought. If you look, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen for the truth, you can trust. You cannot trust or believe anything that the big media, Big Pharma, and government says. I'm looking at an article that says Dr. Deborah Birx, B-I-R-X. Perhaps you remember that name. Dr. Birx is the one that would whisper in the president's ear, Donald J. Trump. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci were the two movers and shakers that convinced the President Trump that he needed to lock down America for 15 days. They're the ones, Birx and Fauci, that came up with 15 days to flatten the curve. This article says, defenders of federal officials, including President Biden, who declared 1 year ago that people would receive the COVID-19 vaccines, would not contract the disease, argued the science changes over time. But the White House coronavirus response coordinator at the time that the vaccinations were developed and rolled out said in an interview Friday that she wasn't surprised that people were quadruply vaccinated, including Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci, who both contracted the disease. I knew, this is Dr. Deborah Birx's statement de facto, I knew that these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines to the public. Quote, let's be very clear. I like these politicians and these television liars. That's what they always say. Let's be very clear. 50% of the public died from the Omicron surge were older and all vaccinated, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an egregious thing to realize that we have been lied to and lied to and lied to some more. We need to understand that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci are not God. We need to understand that what they say do not make the final cut as far as what is real and what is not. Here is an article. Birx, that's Dr. Birx, says COVID-19 vaccines were never going to protect against infection. Now, she's publicizing a book. She's going into talk circuits and talk circle on the media, television media in particular. She's the high profile for Friday night, Saturdays, and Sunday broadcast in order to promote her book. And in the promotion of her book, she admits in a communication with several of the anchors on the different television networks that, and I quote, that I tweaked some of the data and changed some of the data to make it say what I wanted it to say. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think she needs to be prosecuted. I think she needs to be put in jail. I think that it is egregious that she's now admitting it in the marketing of a book, and somehow, some way, in this Biden administration, the DOJ, no one with a badge and authority to do so, doing anything about it. She goes on to say in this article, one of the former U.S. officials who led the COVID response team during Trump's administration said on July the 22nd, 2022, that COVID-19 vaccines were never expected to protect against infection. Quote, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect infection, and I think we all overplayed the vaccines to the public. And it made the people then worry that they're not going to protect against several severe diseases and hospitalizations. Dr. Birx, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator under former President Donald J. Trump, said during an appearance on Fox News. She was interviewed by Neil Cavuto, and Neil Cavuto tried to press her on the fact that she was had deceived us and lied to us. Then also Brett Baer had interviewed Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci got squirmy and laughing that He knew that this was not going to be the end-all game, and he tried to squeeze out of the fact that he lied to the general public, saying that the vaccine was the answer. I'm getting to a point, ladies and gentlemen. We've been lied to by big tech. We've been lied to by the false, phony big media. We've been lied to by the Biden administration, and we continue to be lied to today by the entire medical association because they're following the CDC protocol as to how to treat COVID patients. And the reason is, the rationale behind following the CDC protocol is to murder the patient, not to cure the patient, to murder the... You say, well, that sounds a little harsh and heavy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got enough data. I've probably researched and reviewed some 2,000 to 5,000 articles in the past 24-plus months on this subject. I'm not a medical doctor, not a physician or a scientist, but I can tell you the truth is that we've been lied to and deceived, and as a result of that, according to a latest research examination said, that over the next 10 years, perhaps as many as 1 billion people on the face of the globe will die as a result of the COVID vaccination. We're finding hundreds of thousands, millions today that are being sterilized, male and female sterilization. We're finding millions today of mothers giving birth to deformed babies and babies being born without some limbs, et cetera, and other deformities as a result of the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we are right at this very moment entering the threshold of an era that we've never traveled, never experienced before. A physician friend of mine says, and I quote, in the next 10 years, the whole medical profession will look back in regret and sorrow for what they've done to the population by believing the COVID lie. Ladies and gentlemen, this article, again, the headline, Dr. Burke says COVID-19 vaccines were never going to protect against infection. She says, so that's why I'm saying, even if you're vaccinated and boosted, you're not vaccinated. I find it sad, but laughable of what we're doing today to humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci have lied to us. The CDC, the FDA, and our own government have lied to us. They've developed a lie narrative that I am absolutely amazed that even now they continue to roll out additional so-called vaccinations. Now they have gotten approval by the federal government, the FDA, to vaccinate babies 6 months old and older, to destroy their futures, to make their medical lives dependent upon the medical association and Big Pharma for the rest of their lives. It is sad today to see what's happening to society and to Americans in general and others around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that tells us a little of what is truth. This article says, network health experts warn against COVID boosters. Network health experts? This article says, Biden's top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said in a recent interview that with immunity from COVID-19, with immunity with COVID-19, vaccines waning, we've got to get people boosted. But in a segment of Good Morning America, ABC News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton warned it's possible that repeated boosting actually can weaken the immune system. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what it does. And yet you have people that have gotten one shot, two shots, three shot, one booster, two boosters. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, when they say get a booster, go back and research it. There's no difference in the first shot, the second shot, the third shot, and your booster. It's all the same thing, just increasing the amount of the deadly pathogen, supposedly be pathogen killer, that's being placed into your bodies that's destroying the immune system, destroying it. In fact, this is the reason now AIDS in America is on the rise, because the end result of a destroyed immune system is AIDS, AIDS. And ladies and gentlemen, we're inviting a major, 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 major spread of pest, what the Bible calls pestilences. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, in the last days, pestilences, diseases, will be exponentially increasing, and that's what we see being done as a result of the wicked hearts of man. This article goes on to say, but everyone else Don't think that more boosting is the answer, this doctor said. We don't know that that's the case yet. Meanwhile, CDC and the UK government data have indicated that COVID-19 vaccinations not only are ineffective in preventing cases of transmission, they rapidly lose their protection against the severe illness or death within just a few days or weeks. A newly published long-term study by the prestigious British journal, The Lancet, that followed up the participation in Moderna and Pfizer trials found that, quote, vaccines have no overall effect on mortality, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what do these articles say? Saying that we've been lied to, deceived, and we continue to be lied to and deceived in relationship to what big tech, big pharma, and the federal government is saying to us, trying to still push and prod and embarrass and intimidate citizens into getting the shot. The good news is, ladies and gentlemen, that now we are seeing some of the doctors fighting back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to see that taking place. I'm delighted that some are taking a stand and fighting back. It is a sad thing to see doctors and the good doctors, the good guys, as I call it, being punished as a result of telling the truth. But I'm going to tell you about in just a moment an organization that is formed. Dr. McCullough is the head of it. It's an international recognized group. It is putting together millions upon millions of family members that are giving their story, their testimony as to what had taken place in the murder of their sons, daughters, husbands, wives, et cetera, that I believe that you need to be a part of. If you've lost a loved one or a family member because of COVID jab or because of the hospitalization and the maltreatment and the murder of your husband, your son, your wife, your daughters, whatever it may be, family member, you need to give your story and let it be heard. Because, ladies and gentlemen, doctors have been publicized, punished, and criticized, and persecuted as a result of taking a stand. It is absolutely a lie that's been perpetrated. Looking at one article, it says, doctor punished for criticizing COVID vaccine sues the hospital for $25 million. Dateline, July the 25th, 2022. With the many healthcare professionals across the nation that have been punished for their views on COVID-19 vaccines and treatments in mind, a Houston physician has filed a $25 million lawsuit. I think it should have been $250 million, not $25 million, ladies and gentlemen. It's the only thing that will get the attention of big pharma, big tech, and the federal government. Filed suit for $25 million lawsuit against the hospital that suspended her privileges in the hospital. Dr. Mary Bowden, in her 19-page lawsuit, charges the Houston Methodist Hospital published defamatory statements to the news media and social media platforms. The way they came after me was unprofessional, unprecedented, against the spirit of bylaws, of their own bylaws, Dr. Bowden says, who resigned from the hospital last November after her privileges were suspended by the hospital. The ENT doctor told Houston News that she had done her best in the training and the treating, that is, of more than 4,000 COVID patients, and the hospital came against me in a very public and very vicious manner. They implied that I was dangerous, which as a physician leaves a permanent scar on your record and your reputation. The hospital reacted after Bowden began posting on Twitter the evidence in support of early treatment, such as ivermectin, HCQ, and the evidence against the claims that the vaccines are safe and effective. The lawsuit cites a series of tweets from Houston Methodist accounts stating that Bowden's opinions about COVID-19 vaccines and treatments which are harmful to the community and do not reflect the reliable medical advice and evidence, end quote. For them to imply what I was doing was dangerous was misinformation, Bowden said. In July, the Federation of State Medical Board issued a warning that physicians who generate the spread COVID-19 vaccine misinformation to disinformation are risking disciplinary action by state records medical boards, including the suspension or revocation of their medical license. Ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of the hour news, we're going to continue this story, but get into the contact information for you to reach out to an organization that can help prevent this from happening to other citizens. Hang on there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back after the news.
from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.